sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
All right, before we go, we want to thank our hosts at News Talk 92.7, home of the Devil Radio app, where you can listen to the show on demand. On weekends, you can catch us on our website, upnorthpodcast.com, and all the usual places where you subscribe to podcasts. You can watch us on YouTube by searching for Up North Podcast. The video version of this fine show is over on the Facebook page of the Minocqua Brewing Company, and you can reach us by email by sending it to info@upnorthpodcast.com. And you can find the work that's done by me and our team of reporters on a daily basis over at upnorthnews.wi.com, home of this, one of the like six coffee mugs we ever had made for Up North News. Again, upnorthnews.wi.com. Don't forget the WI. Search for Up North News WI on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And I got to tell you guys, I think one theme that really came between or between both of those segments was the fact that some people have blown up the honor system, whether it's the honor system for confirming appointees or the honor system of honoring land trusts. There's something there that is not right. It forces us all to want to escape to our happy places now and then. And we kind of started with that, Kirk, and we kind of want to wrap up with kind of our happy places in Wisconsin as well.
So I was thinking about what Charles was saying, George and Charles, both very common names. I was thinking about Charles was saying, and I for everybody that's listening in the Minocqua area or up north, I mean, there's this amazing paved bike trail on off of Highway M and N that's kind of right next to Boulder Junction that borders Trout Lake. And it's a huge campground, and this bike trail lasts for miles. And I'm like, I can't believe that somebody put the money forward to pave like a bike trail in the middle of the woods so that I, with my like, you know, fancy road bike, could actually go down it and see Trout Lake. And I'm like, holy cow, this is probably a Knowles Nelson, you know, thing that's a public land thing, and that's they helped the state of Wisconsin because of Gaylord Nelson and this other Knowles guy who Warren Knowles, and I don't know him, but like, I'm like, this is awesome. You know, and I never knew that probably is the reason all these things happen that make the Northwoods so beautiful. So I'm so happy that we have it.
Well, and that sort of makes me wonder, there's a great part of the Kinnickinnick River where if you're feeling a little daring, there's some rapids, but it's great to kayak or paddleboard down. And there's a little parking lot at the bottom where you can jump out and meet your car and then circle back up. But it's just absolutely beautiful. Actually, there's some fun stories about the fault lines shifting. And so why you get some really incredible rock formations that you just are able to sail by. It's just absolutely incredible.
And I guess to continue the trail theme, I live just a few hundred feet away from the old Abe State Trail, which when we first moved here 26 years ago, there wasn't a lot to it. There were some segments here and there, but they've since been connected. They've been paved. And from here on Lake Wissota, you can get all the way up to Brené Island State Park in Cornell, or you can go all the way down now to Eau Claire and to the trail system there that could take you all the way to Downsville and plenty of other places. And again, these things don't happen by themselves. It takes a commitment, not just of government, but also of individuals. And frankly, I don't want to sell some people short. There are people who do engage in development and industry and things who also understand the need for, you know, these happy places, who have put up, you know, gifts for these kinds of things as well. So I don't want to make out like the you know, like capitalism evil or something like that. No, but there are people, unfortunately, in our legislature right now who, again, like back in Teddy Roosevelt's time, would pave over Yellowstone if they could, because they see that as such a short-sighted answer, Kirk. And if we didn't have that kind of balance, we wouldn't have these beautiful places.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a ton of time left, but it just seems to me we've lost, like, how could you live up there? How I live up there. How could you live up there and want to give away these places, want to sell these places? It's like, I don't get it, and I know why it's happening. It's because there's an entire party, and I'm getting political, but there's an entire party that is bought and sold by special interests and don't care about their environment anymore.
Which wasn't always like that. Again, Teddy Roosevelt, Republican, and you've had plenty of Republicans in Wisconsin who've wanted to make sure we preserve our land as well. With that, it's time to go. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Kirk. Thank you, George Meyer and Charles Carlin. Thank you for joining us. Come on back up north next week. Won't you let me die happy?